Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, small office teleworking, you name it. He's written something about it. Safe at Home is one of them. Home Office Know-How is another one. Teleworking and Telecommuting. I told you, he's got the goods here, folks. And he's been joining us now all these years to help us with our small businesses. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for having me back all these years. Thanks for tolerating my nonsense on a bi-weekly basis.
It's, you know, we all have our crushes to bear, Jeff, and you're one of mine. So, but
I think the Allman Brothers wrote about that, but I think theirs was not my cross to bear. So how you got into this, I have no idea.
Something like that. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for staying with us. I was talking in the previous segment about how you and I like to talk about technology when you join us. That's one of the things that we talk quite a lot about. And I was just pointing out that I was mentioning that you really are a micropreneur expert, and that if you have a really, really, really small business, and one of the best ways to get bigger is not necessarily to hire more people, but to get more sales, to have more customers.
Right.
And a lot of small businesses, because of technology, because of the incrementalization of technology, because of the diminution of the prices of that it costs us to acquire technology, we don't have to buy it even anymore. A lot of times, we can just rent it, so to speak. Because of all of that, we have more power, more task power, more processing power, more capability. Without hiring, we can acquire that without hiring more people. And I was just saying, as you may have heard me, I was just saying that this is the good news for small business, because I can grow my business without putting on more payroll. At least I can go up a notch or two in productivity before I have to hire a person, compared to say 20 years ago. And it's bad news for the unemployment situation.
Right. Right. It is the paradox of the micropreneur and of the small business owner. You know, we'll hear from Washington to say, and from the economists that say, small business is a generator of new jobs in the American economy, and that is not untrue. That is absolutely no truer statement has been made. But when you talk to a small business owner, you know, it's a paradox of entrepreneurship. We've always been told it's not what we make, it's what we keep.
That's right.
So we feel, and I feel, and I'm as guilty as the next guy, maybe even more so as a home business owner, and I feel I can do it cheaper if I do X. Okay, I have clients who have me do some jobs that are menial, in a sense. They're rote tasks that have to be done. But why should I outsource something like this? I can do this cheaper myself. Or why should I, you know, buy an application that can maybe do this? I can do it cheaper myself without spending that money. But it's truly a matter of if you can make more money by outsourcing, whether it's to software or to an individual mm-hmm. who can do a job for you, maybe even better than you, but let you focus on your core competency.
Right.
Then that's money well spent, and especially if you can automate a task and let software do it for you. So it's truly a paradox of
what we're
trying to
keep. Of course, when you outsource, though, Jeff, when you outsource, you are creating a job.
Right.
Now, when you outsource that job to that other company, 20 years ago, they might have needed two people to assign to that job.
Right.
Whereas today, they might be able to assign a half a person to that job.
Absolutely.
And
information.
Yeah, I'm talking about the number of hours it takes to do
that
job.
Right. And it becomes down to, like I'm talking about, rote tasks and things like that, where they're able to just feed information into a system or a solution or a piece of software.
Right.
Or we can even do that now with a lot of the applications that are available where it can just generate the information we need. I mean, think about it. As of a couple of years ago, I was using pen and paper, not a couple of years ago, probably 7 to 9 years ago. I was using pen and paper to keep my ledger.
Right.
And now I'm using QuickBooks.
Exactly.
Okay, which, you know, coming balancing statements, it can synchronize with my business checking account. Think of what it used to take to keep your books, where how now you just buy a piece of software, and it can really automate that process. You still have to enter, but when it comes to reconciling, mm-hmm. when it comes to tabulating, when it comes to running reports, click, you know, drop down field, click on the report you want, click enter, and it's done. And well, so that's just one of the applications we can use.
Well, the way to think about this to me, Jeff, is when, you know, 30 years ago, if I took on new business, I would have said, okay, I'll suffer a little bit. I'll come in at night. I'll stay weekends, just a little bit longer till I can't stand it. Then I'll hire somebody. So then, right. It grows a little bit more, and I have to hire somebody. I have to do that. And so every time, you know, there's this big notch of growth that has to happen before I hire somebody. And there's a lot of pain in the organization. With the technology we have today, I can break that growth, those growth steps into much finer notches, and every one of those notches I can fill with another piece of technology, a little bit more technology, and then maybe after the third revolution of that, then I say, okay, now I need another person. But I was right. able to grow three notches, so to speak, without hiring a new person. Maybe I could I could acquire a piece of software that cost me $50 a month instead of hiring a $30,000 employee.
Right. I interviewed somebody recently who runs a technology firm that helps people and now is only working with people who think that way. He's gotten rid of clients who are stuck on the idea that, oh, I have a piece of computer hardware that's 10 years old, 8 years old, and it's good enough for me. Well, I can't load the latest software to help you do your business smarter and maybe, you know, perform a little, as they say, labor arbitrage, maybe getting, right. you know, using fewer warm bodies or time of an existing employee to do something that you can do better because you've invested in a slightly newer piece of hardware or software that enables you to do your job better. So he said to himself, I can't work with those clients anymore who mm-hmm. don't think along. And it's not leading edge thinking here. But, it's just thinking smart about your business.
But Jeff, here's the thing. As much as we say that's hurting, that in one way, that's hurting the employment situation, here's the rest of the story, Jeff. If it weren't for this technology, I wouldn't be able to do what I do right now.
Right.
And therefore wouldn't have a business, therefore wouldn't be making the payroll that I am.
Well, and that's true.
So that's a big part of it right there. So it's and this is all, and the bottom line, Jeff, is it's the realignment of the workforce, the realignment of the marketplace.
Undeniable, and you can try and ignore it, or you can not roll with the wave, but be on that wave on your own board, calling it your
good
own.
Luck with that, Mr. Dinosaur, whoever, Ms. Dinosaur, whoever you are. Jeff Sabar, chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.